This week, our subject is international immigration, and in particular, the immigrant populations of the world's largest cities. Leaving the country where you were born is always a huge decision, and many things have an effect on that decision. The most important things that many immigrants look for are these. Number one, opportunities for a better life. Number two, a country with a language that they can speak or are learning. And number three, a place where they can be with family or other immigrants from their own country. So we see, for example, communities of Greek people in New York and big Mexican neighborhoods in Los Angeles. Have a look at the map on page 22 of your program book. You can see that there are around 20 cities in the world with over 1 million foreign-born people in their populations. These include two cities in Saudi Arabia, two in Australia, and three European capitals. North America, however, has around half of these cities, with eight in the USA and also Toronto in Canada. The largest American cities, New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, are home to around 11 million people who were born in foreign countries. You might think they have the highest percentages of immigrants in the world. In fact, the numbers are quite surprising. New York has a population of only around 28% immigrants. And the cities with the highest numbers, Miami and Los Angeles, still have around 63% American-born residents. So, which city in the world has the highest percentage of immigrants? One city has a much higher percentage than any other in the world, and that's Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Amazingly, 83% of its population was born in another country. Dubai is unusual because it's quite a new city with very fast population growth. In the first 65 years of the 20th century, the number of residents grew from 10,000 to around 55,000, and it was still a very small town. Then, when oil made Dubai very rich, everything changed. The population rose by 300% in just 7 years, and it continues to grow fast today. Dubai's immigrants are mostly workers in the oil and construction industries, and an amazing 67% of them are from India or Pakistan. Are they going to create large, long-term immigrant neighborhoods? I don't think that's likely. These immigrants are only in Dubai for work. In the future, Dubai will stop growing so fast, and these workers will probably move to another city or country. If you turn to page 28, you can see... This week, our subject is international immigration, and in particular, the immigrant populations of the world's largest cities. Leaving the country where you were born is always a huge decision, and many things have an effect on that decision. The most important things that many immigrants look for are these. Number one, opportunities for a better life. Number two, a country with a language that they can speak or are learning. And number three, a place where they can be with family or other immigrants from their own country. So we see, for example, communities of Greek people in New York and big Mexican neighborhoods in Los Angeles. Have a look at the map on page 22 of your program book. You can see that there are around 20 cities in the world with over 1 million foreign-born people in their populations. These include 2 cities in Saudi Arabia, 2 in Australia, and 3 European capitals. North America, however, has around half of these cities, with 8 in the USA and also Toronto in Canada. The largest American cities, New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, are home to around 11 million people who were born in foreign countries. You might think they have the highest percentages of immigrants in the world. In fact, the numbers are quite surprising. New York has a population of only around 28% immigrants. And the cities with the highest numbers, Miami and Los Angeles, still have around 63% American-born residents. So, which city in the world has the highest percentage of immigrants? One city has a much higher percentage than any other in the world, and that's Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Amazingly, 83% of its population was born in another country. Dubai is unusual because it's quite a new city with very fast population growth. In the first 65 years of the 20th century, the number of residents grew from 10,000 to around 55,000, and it was still a very small town. Then, when oil made Dubai very rich, everything changed. The population rose by 300% in just 7 years, and it continues to grow fast today. Dubai's immigrants are mostly workers in the oil and construction industries, and an amazing 67% of them are from India or Pakistan. Are they going to create large, long-term immigrant neighborhoods? I don't think that's likely. These immigrants are only in Dubai for work. In the future, Dubai will stop growing so fast, and these workers will probably move to another city or country. If you turn to page 28, you can see...